This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. When I was a little boy, I lived in Lexington, Kentucky. We moved there when I was five, I think, from Louisville. We were living near Louisville, and then that's where I lived, in Lexington, until I left for college. But the point being, Lexington is where I grew up. It was, and probably still is, best known for the thoroughbred horse farms. But where I grew up in Fayette County, and my goodness, all the surrounding counties, the horse farms, yeah. But tobacco was far more a part of the local economy, I think. I mean, you could have a thoroughbred farm, you know, a horse farm, or you could be a poor white farmer, a poor black farmer, a rich farmer, a horse farmer. Anybody that had a farm was given an allotment of tobacco they could grow, and it was a cash crop come fall, winter. And every farmer brought his dried and burly tobacco to giant warehouses in Lexington, Kentucky, to be auctioned off. The town smelled glorious with the smell of dried tobacco. That tobacco came on flatbed trucks and even mule-drawn wagons. It was the 1950s, and Lexington seemed torn between centuries. Horse breeders, dirt farmers with mules. Milking contests were still held downtown at the courthouse. There was a large bronze statue of the Confederate raider John Hunt Morgan astride his anatomically correct stallion that adorned the courthouse lawn. Every Halloween, in the dead of night, someone painted, put some orange paint on that anatomically correct stallion. What us kids found it was even funnier was that that it seemed like it was washed off. Also, that orange paint was washed off in the dead of night. Anyway, we had a town dog, Smiling Pete. I don't know where that smiling part came from. I'd say, "Hello, Pete." He'd snarl and snap at me. When Smiling Pete died, they put a plaque on the sidewalk at the corner of Main and Limestone. There was a fellow that hung around town. He wore a top hat and tails that sort of accented his already tall form. His name was Long John, and everyone just loved Long John. Did you see Long John today? Or did you talk to him? Hear him play the harmonica? Well, and he had beautiful stories, and he had ridden stern wheelers down the Mississippi, the Ohio Mississippi. But when he died in some old flophouse room, I don't remember a plaque being put up. Lexington was segregated. It was a segregated town. White and black public bathrooms, white and black water fountains. Go to a movie, the balcony was for African Americans. It was just crazy. And to look back on that, oh my goodness. I feel lucky, you know, in so many ways to have grown up there because I received some of the kindest acts from the hands and hearts of African Americans that I came in contact during my confused middle-class white kid journey. "You can come along with us," said Mamie Prentice, surrounded by a half dozen grandchildren, picking blackberries. "You're the doctor's son, aren't you?" "Yeah, I am." And I tagged along, tall, gawky white kid picking blackberries, talking about turtles and snakes and pawpaws. Her son Everett, a mechanic in Nicholasville, taught me how to skin and cook a groundhog. "No sense in shooting it if you're not going to eat it." "And they only eat clover." "Well, they eat your garden," I reminded him. "But you know what? It was good. Groundhogs, you know, are just large ground squirrels. When I learned them, I think they're in the squirrel family, Sciuridae. And I should tell you that tobacco is the nightshade family. It's a Nicotiana tobacum. It's named after a Frenchman, Jean Nicot. He introduced tobacco to the French so they could wear the berets and smoke gauloises. Yeah. Hey, in the spring of 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. led a march on Frankfort, Kentucky, the capital, to demand integration of restaurants, theaters, public facilities. 10,000 people marched. I was 15 years old. My older sister drove us to Frankfort. And we marched toward the capital in these straight lines that were formed, you know, the width of the street, everybody holding hands. A complete stranger, an African-American woman, took my left hand. My sister took my right hand. And we marched, 10,000 people, marching, holding hands, and singing, "We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.